This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi-ho, Kermit E. Frog here reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. Joining us on the line now from Melbourne Zoo's one of the zoo educators. Good morning, Michelle Howard.
Hi. Hi, Adam.
Now, I believe we're talking a bit about frogs today, which are becoming more and more rare, I've noticed, around Australia. Is that right?
That's right, yes. Approximately one-third of the amphibian species around the world, and including Australia, are threatened. They face a number of threats, including global warming, competition with predators such as cats, chytrid fungus, and obviously droughts having a big impact on them as well.
And one interesting thing I found out recently is that it's actually now illegal to go down to your local creek and catch tadpoles, which
That's
is
right.
something many of us as kids used to do because there were so many frogs and tadpoles around, I guess.
Yeah, so they are a protected species, so you do need to leave them where they are.
And the most, the frightening statistic is to do with the corroboree frog. It's rapidly becoming extinct, I believe.
That's right, yes. There's not many of them left. At Melbourne Zoo, they do have a recovery program for that species of frog and hoping that they'll be able to breed them up and release them back into the area one day.
And they're really noticeable as well, aren't they? They're the bright black and yellow ones?
That's right, yeah. They're a very pretty-looking frog.
They'd look good in a Kylie Minogue film clip, wouldn't they?
And that'll get them a bit more publicity and hopefully start them breeding.
Michelle, tell us a bit about the Healesville Sanctuary Family Frog Night that's coming up.
I'm sorry, I don't know much about that one. I'm at Werribee Zoo, and we've got a frog night coming up here. It's on the 11th of November. It's a Wednesday night from 8 till 10. And in that night, we'll be tuning people into frogs and what their plight is, showing people what preferred frog habitat is, and also going out and doing some frog spotting and hopefully seeing some of the endangered species that we have around here.
Well, so you can actually go to either Werribee Zoo where you are and
yes.
support the frogs, or the Healesville Sanctuary. I'm sure that our listeners can actually Google that and find out more about the Healesville Sanctuary.
That's
there.
That's right, yeah.
But whatever you do, just try and save a frog and help out as much as possible by the sound of it.
Of course, yes. We need everyone to get on board with that.
And one thing people can get on board with as well is the frog census, where... Tell us a little bit about that, Michelle.
Frog census is a great way. It's a Melbourne water program, and it's a great way of gathering information about the frogs that are in the local area. It gives us a good idea of what's around us. And it involves going out and recording the frog sounds around you and sending them into Melbourne Water, and they help to identify the frogs and they send you back your tape. And if you want to get on board with that, you just log on to the Melbourne Water website and click on Frog Census, and it'll give you all of the information there.
So I remember coming to Australia years ago and going out up to the Cape Trib and up towards Cairns, and just being out in the open and listening to all the frog sounds, and they're really important animals to actually save, and the indigenous animals especially within Australia, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are. They're fantastic environmental indicators and
yep.
a very important part of our ecosystem.
Because I know they get upset very easily because obviously tadpoles need water and frogs need certain land conditions. If either the water or the land is wrong, it's hard for a frog to survive.
That's right. So they absorb the water directly through their skin. So if it's polluted water, they become ill very, very quickly.
So we should support by going on Melbourne Water for the census to check out the sounds and how many frogs that we see, just to help support, keep up the numbers, and then also support Werribee and Healesville Sanctuary, Werribee Zoo, I should say, for the special frog nights that are coming up.
That would be fantastic.
Get your iPhone out and record some frogs and send it in to them. Michelle,
yeah.
thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Michelle Howard, one of the zoo educators at Werribee Zoo. If you want to find out what's happening at Werribee, Healesville and Melbourne Zoo, just go to zoo.org.au.
And support those frogs, because exactly. We need to help them survive.
And they're green, which gives out
good
aura.
They're not just green.
But the ones that are green give out good aura.
They give out good auras.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.